Thanks for pressing play. This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Oracle NetSuite. To turbocharge the growth of your business, check out netsuite.com/legends. On this episode, a huge thank you for making Niche Down number one in both its categories on its first day of launch. I want to share with you about how dreams do come true, that moving forward in the face of no results can actually turn out great. And that no matter what, no matter how much we think we make us successful, the truth is it's other people who make us successful.
Hello, my legendary friends. This is Legends and Losers, the show for people who like to eavesdrop on killer dialogues, brilliant rants, and crazy diversions, straight up with a business twist. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, former three-time CMO and co-author of Play Bigger, who has one of the most strategic minds in marketing, but could also hide his own Easter eggs. And now, strap yourselves in. It's time for Legends and Losers.
All right, all right, all right. The Ramones said, hey ho, let's go. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Hello, my legendary friends. This is Christopher, and this is a special episode. I've been floating ever since Niche Down came out. And the reason for that is simple, as I said off the top. Niche Down hit number one on day one of launch, and I just want to say thank you. It is very clear that the main reason that happened is because listeners of Legends and Losers went to Amazon and bought the book and downloaded the book, and you made it happen. And so I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, I want to share with you a quick story. It's a story about a 19-year-old entrepreneur with no education, no contacts, no money, and just a partner and a dream. And a book by a guy named Michael Gerber, and that book's called The E-Myth. And when I was 19 years old, I read The E-Myth, and that book changed my life. Because, as you know, if you've read the book, and if you haven't, run, don't walk, to go get a copy of The E-Myth, E standing for entrepreneur, the entrepreneurial myth. And in that book, Michael Gerber lays out why most small businesses fail and why most franchises succeed and what you can do about it. And he talks about how to build a process-oriented business that can run and operate without you. And it's a genius book, and it made all the difference. And it was one of a handful of books that I read early on in my career that it's no exaggeration to say The E-Myth and a few others made a material difference in my life turning out the way that it did. Now, why do I share that with you? If you had told that 19-year-old kid starting out that at age 50, he'd have a book come out, and at least for a short period of time, who knows, we'll see how long it lasts, but that his book would be beating The E-Myth on the charts, us being number one, to see Niche Down number one on top of The E-Myth and so many other legendary books that I respect and admire was an absolutely mind-blowing experience and one I will never forget. And so the first thing I want to share with you is dreams do come true. The second thing I want to share with you is our friend Ann Mirico, one of our very early guests, said, have big dreams. And look, I don't think anybody who writes a book doesn't fantasize about being a number one bestseller. I don't think anybody who starts a podcast doesn't fantasize about being hugely successful. And I sit here today as a guy who's a number one best-selling Amazon author and a guy who has created podcasts that are in the top 50 on Apple. And as you know, there's over 500,000 podcasts. And both Legends and Losers and most recently 6 Minutes of Legendary have had mind-blowing success. And all that has happened because of you, the Legends and Losers listener. And I'm just, it's a crazy thing to live out your dream. And I wanted to share with you that that's what's been going on, A. B, I also wanted to share with you whether it was the creation of Play Bigger, now Niche Down, originally Legends and Losers, and more recently 6 Minutes of Legendary. You know, I'm sure you've been in this situation. You work really hard on something for a very long period of time. And, you know, in the case of a book and even in the case of a podcast, you put your heart and soul into it and you think it's going to be successful. People around you say it's really great. but you have no idea until it launches. And so you have to be willing to work on something kind of in secret, in private, for a fairly long period of time, and then launch it on the world. And when you do, you know, last week, I know this is going to sound like I've been living on the West Coast too long, but I was feeling, and the only word to describe it is vulnerable, because a book like Niche Down is a very personal thing. It's not like we created, you know, a table and we were selling the table. And if you don't like the table, well, you know, maybe you'd get upset if you were the person that was the carpenter that created that table. But when you write a book, you put your heart and soul into it. And it's a personal thing. And it's the same thing is true for me with both podcasts. And so to work on that for 6 months with Heather Clancy and our coach, Ellen, and then to have it come out and be number one, just mind-blowing. And so thank you. I would encourage you to be willing to put yourself out there, to feel vulnerable, to feel exposed, to take giant risk, to be made, you know, potentially fun of. To, you know, I felt like our people are going to think we're crazy when we launched 6 Minutes of Legendary, Nick Cullen and I, and, you know, there it is on the charts. I never could have imagined Legends and Losers could become what it's become. And while we had hopes, while we had dreams, while we created plans for the launch of Niche Down, we were swinging for the fences, make no mistake. We were planning to go big. You know, I wrote a book called, Play Bigger, for fuck's sakes. So we were going for it, but you never know. The truth is, you can be as confident as you want that it's going to work, but you never know until you step into that ring and you have the fight and one person gets their hand raised. And last week, because of you, Heather and I got our hand raised. And so the last point I want to leave you on, other than just thank you, is how profoundly moved I am by how true it is that other people make us successful. You can write a great book. You can do a great podcast. You can start a great company. You can build a great product. You can build a great service. But the truth is, it takes a handful of people to get behind what you're doing, to sign up to the mission, to believe in your cause, to stand up for you, to tell their friends, to promote it on social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to make something go. You know, you can advertise all you want and that can help you out the chute, but nothing that is sustainable over time happens unless a core group of people stand up and say they believe in what that person's doing and help them deliver their message to a very, very broad audience. And so in a very, very profound way, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You absolutely made a dream for Heather and I come true last week. The truth is, you make a dream for me come true every time you press play on Legends and Losers or 6 Minutes of Legendary. And I deeply, deeply appreciate you spreading the word about all of this work that means so much to me. So thank you so much, and be legendary, my friends. And deepest apologies go out to Marcus Rust, CEO of Rose Acre Farms. Sorry, Marcus, we just ran out of time for you.